Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees, with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Or just follow us,
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
She touched my peppy, Steve.
At the Christmas party, too. At the Christmas party. Yes. Be careful. Petey's in the house. You got to be happy, man.
Yeah, that was fun to watch. Yeah. The band last night.
Well, here's the deal. I turned it off early, and it was 21-7. I went to bed. Todd actually watched the whole game. And then didn't know how it ended for some reason. And then Puss had to tell us you watched a video.
I didn't say I watched attentively.
You watched until the end. You didn't know how he scored 2 points.
I said, well, I stayed up and I saw, they're going to go for two. And I think I freshened up a drink or something and came down and, I scored.
Now,
game over.
We need a Nick Allen on a day like today because everybody in this room doesn't like the Chiefs.
Oh.
So Nick's not here to represent his Chief fans.
He probably won't even answer his phone.
Yeah, we can call him and wake him up.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Yeah, and I mean, I dislike Philip Rivers as much as I dislike the Chiefs.
Oh, of course you do.
Yeah, it was just a great way to lose.
Rivers is the man, man. He is. Yeah. Man, he's still good.
You know what? This makes me mad. This is part of my hate for Chief fan because anytime there's,
I preface this by saying nobody hates Chiefs more than you do.
Anytime there's a big game at Arrowhead,
right. They
are the best fan base ever, and this scene is great. Now, any other time there's a game,
I've seen that place empty.
Yes, and they can even be a big game in the conference or a big opponent and that whole yellow middle section just be empty.
I saw a game that I was physically at a game where there were more Steeler fans than Chief fans. There was about 60-40, and the Chiefs actually upset the Steelers in that game. But 60-40, I mean, I understand when they're certain fans travel well. I understand that the 20 to 15 to 30% is but when you're over in your home stadium, there's more of the other team.
And you're the greatest fans in all the NFL.
And they did do that right in the beginning. I'm not hammering Buck here, but all announcers do that. They act like it's the best place ever to go watch a pro game. And this is a great visual because you can sit real close to the field.
Oh, it's amazing. But and it's loud.
But they don't show up when they're losing.
No. And even when they're winning. Last year they were playing in a meaningful game about midway through the season. Yeah. And I remember the TV camera just kept showing the whole stadium 20,000 people there. I mean, show me the parking lot.
Well, you know,
they're at the Royals game.
The funny thing is that last night's loss won't help that because Chief fan, rightly so, is waking up this morning saying, Jesus, how we lose that game?
No, Chiefs fans waking up this morning going, why are you calling me, Puss?
Yeah. why are we calling you, Nick? Just to go,
Chief!
Neener.
No. I don't like picking on Nick. I just know Nick beats himself up.
Yes, he does.
So how you feeling today, bud?
Oh, I'm fine. My kid was bawling.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate that when the kids have to get over that,
He'll get used to it.
The youngest one, yeah. I don't know. This is normally, it felt like the playoff loss they would normally have. Hopefully they're just getting that out of the way.
That's a good point. It did feel like a playoff loss, but you're fine.
Yeah.
You're probably still going to get home field anyway.
Yeah, he's still number one.
But I think it'll probably just be a bruise that'll just...
What was that?
We're cutting out. You're cutting out.
Yeah, but at least, no matter, I don't know, if they would have gotten killed, I'm just glad that our quarterback is not Philip Rivers. I cannot stand that dude.
What?
I don't like watching him.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Philip Rivers.
If he threw his helmet off at the end of the game and he's complaining about the calls.
And somebody's got to give him a condom, too, man. Yeah. Stop reproducing.
Yeah.
You freak.
Well, he's got the money, and he's got, a full-time job. Yeah, so he's like, not my problem.
Yeah. His wife's pelvis is sore.
Yeah, the Purple Heart joke.
Yeah,
Purple Heart. Medicine.
Right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right.
I can't believe he's getting laid at all. If he's whining about anything like that at home, I can't believe his wife would take his pants off.
There's a Chief fan I like.
Yeah.
Ripping.
Get him, Nick.
Yeah. You get him. All right, have a good weekend.
Hey, all right, you too. See you guys.
You just get that loss out of the way for the weekend.
Yeah. Now he can root against all our teams. Now he can root the hate on
us. He's awake at 7 o'clock in the morning, isn't he?
I don't know. He sounded pretty groggy when he picked up the phone.
Fortunately.
Yes, now.
His kid will run out of tears.
Yes.
Eventually.
That is the sad part. When the
Because
kid...
I used to cry at Viking losses, and then when it turned about 12, it was like, I don't have any more tears.
Well, the kid,
no more tears.
That's his, no more
have to
cry.
I think his youngest is 10, 11 in that area. Yeah. They'll get over the crying part, which is good. But that's what sucks when your kid loves a team so much. Yeah. At 10, they start crying like little Toddy did years ago.
Yeah.
When the Vikings lost.
Well, somebody should have smacked me then. God, get used to it.
Well, his other kid's a Patriots fan, too, right?
What's that?
His other kid's a Patriots fan.
Patriot fan. The older one's a Patriot fan.
Now, screw that kid.
That kid wouldn't be living with me.
Nah. Go get a job, man. No. Buy your own stuff. Todd, you just knew they were never going to be back at that time. Looking back, you know, you were sad because you knew this was it.
Yeah.
Well, that's the last chance.
Yeah, I was forecasting. God, I only put up with 70 years of this.
Yeah, but the Chiefs haven't been in the Super Bowl since 1970, right?
Actually, ever. Because it was just an AFL.
No,
NFL
I know.
Game.
It right. counts. Yeah,
and that's when the first time I cried.
Yeah,
when the Chiefs
that was
beat the Vikings in the Super Bowl.
All right.
And things have not improved since.
Well, you got Kirk Cousins now. You got it.
Yeah, you're fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chief fan.
What's up, Craig?
Oh, it's me. I thought we were doing sports.
No, it's 7 o'clock.
I see.
Right, we're doing a precursor to sports.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had to call Nick Allen to wake him up, that's why. Yeah. Well, we needed a chief fan representative, and we got a tired Nick Allen.
He's probably breaking stuff now, throwing stuff. Ah, those sons of bitches calling me.
Oh, he's used to it.
Right.
It was on this date in 2010, former Guns N' Roses bassist Duff McKagan, at least at the time,
mm-hmm.
entered a hospital to have a surgery to close a gap in the cartilage in his nasal septum.
Cocaine.
He had burned a hole about the size of a quarter.
Yeah.
Hell of a drug.
A quarter in his sinuses.
Wow.
With his years of cocaine use. So at what point do you get that looked at?
About a nickel.
When
it's about the size of a nickel.
So not dime size.
Right. Doctors recommend, when it's about a nickel.
Yeah.
I know a guy that could put his pencil through that from cocaine abuse. He's sober now. He didn't.
It's the septum, right?
Yeah. He still has the hole, basically, right there.
He put that stuck to the tape.
What? He put a pencil through his nose?
No. He still has the...
He still has the hole.
Mm-hmm. And that's really all that matters to you.
Yeah.
And apparently today is free shipping day.
All right. Okay, I'm going to order something.
Everywhere?
More than 1,000 retailers taking part in the free shipping day.
It's free, but we can't guarantee it'll get there by Christmas. But at least it's free.
It's free.
So look into that in case you need another reason to shop.
Yeah, I ordered something on Amazon the other day, and they guaranteed delivery between the day after I delivered it and January 20th.
Oh, you got a little leeway there.
Some of them say guarantee before Christmas.
You got to get prime, man.
I do.
Yeah, but not everything is prime eligible.
That's true.
That's true. Yeah.
It depends. So like a lot of the times, like with that, Todd, you're ordering something that's coming from some weird manufacturer in China.
Yeah.
And they're going, well, yeah, we'll get it to you, but we don't know when.
By plug, you get them down the street, man. What's your big deal?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah, but you get a deal on a box
ship
of
it
them.
In.
Yeah.
He buys by the gross.
Right.
It's a good butt plug.
Yeah, I'm sure. Better, babe. You're waiting that long for it.
And
anticipation. Yeah. I'll bring a few in. The
Star Trek edition.
Right.
Yeah. You'll like it.
I know I will.
I got it for you.
I got no problem. Thank you.
So I was hoping it would be here till Christmas, but I knew if it didn't, you could wait.
Well, once again, the worst passwords of the year coming out, and again, the number one worst password
is password.
Is no.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Well,
just do one.
It's just freaking lazy.
Yeah, just lazy. Yeah.
Systems should not allow that.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Software
five.
Sophisticated.
Well, when they give you an account,
it'll say weak, weaker, weak, that kind of stuff. Yeah. Strong.
That's, somebody gives you an account. Yeah, okay, your password is 1. And you just don't change it.
You know when you do that and you do that and
because if you change it, you
it'll
forget
say,
it.
Password is weak. Password is weaker. Somewhat strong.
Or pathetic.
Yeah. That's what mine always says.
Yeah.
Man, you're a sick man. Mine says you're a sick man. But they've said that dirty sayings are some of the best because most people can't think if you write stuff down. I write some horrible stuff down.
I used to work in a job where I had to reset passwords for people, and I always changed the password so they could change it to change me.
Got it.
And so, just curiosity.
Mm. Is that a cry for help?
No. But so the password I would change to change me. So I would be curious. About a week later, I'd go and I'd log in, see if they changed it. No, they didn't. They still changed me.
Changed me.
Yeah. I'm like, well, that wasn't effective.
So password was number two, Todd.
Yeah.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And password.
Or password.
Yeah. Password.
Really trick them up.
Because more often than not, that's the default one they give you if you go into a workplace and, you know, here's your email. Yeah. We just set you up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then, okay, screw it. I can remember that.
Well,
just don't change it.
If it's not a bank account, who cares?
Right.
Yeah. Freaking email.
Well, the other thing is they give you a suggested password.
Right.
And there's characters on there. It's like, I've never typed that. How am I going to remember this password?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'll throw a number and a
character. But I've always read that, some of them require
a number and a character.
And a number or a capital letter or whatever. Yeah. But I've heard that phrases, you know, especially horrible, obscene
they're the
phrases
best.
Like
the best.
Tyler uses are the best.
They are the best.
Horrible.
Yep.
But not horrible, obscene phrases that are just obscure, you know, ones that he uses in his everyday life.
Our first...
usually requests.
Our first iTunes one at the house, it was really brutal. And I'm downstairs, and the kids wanted to buy a game. This is 6, 7 years ago. And I go, hey, what's the password? Oh, let me change that. I couldn't yell it out.
I'll be down.
I'll type that in for you.
I couldn't yell it. I couldn't do anything.
Don't tell us.
And I can't say it on the radio either. That was dirty, really dirty.
Don't tell us your current password, but what was a previous one?
Oh.
Probably can't say it.
Well, Puss and I have legitimate texts back and forth because he fills out our time cards. And because we don't do anything.
Puss
changes my diaper. You don't have to do it anymore. But we used to have legitimate ones. It was like, you know, eat my something five, you know, whatever. And it was, I mean, brutal. But we'd have legitimate. Say, what is it? You sure it's not eat my? No, it's eat my. It's eat this. Eat. And by the way, it's not a food reference. I can't even say them. I mean, they're usually they're something really, it's sexually involved and it's brutal.
Yeah.
And by the way, when I do that, it'll say very strong. when they say very strong, like nobody's going to think
you
of that.
You dirty man.
You're a sick F.
Mine's come up racist when I type mine in. Right. It says racist.
Who are you calling racist?
I wish more people talked about rims and tongues. Strong.
In the mouth.
Yeah. When Siri comes back and says, what's wrong with you? Jesus, who hurt you?
But it's safe. It's safe.
No, Siri likes it.
It says strong.
You know
very
what
strong.
It even more is Alexa.
Well, in my car, I have the Apple CarPlay, and so I'll be driving. I'll text my wife back and forth, you know, because I always have to pick up something from the store.
Right. While he's driving.
And
texting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm,
do that
I'm doing Siri.
Don't do
I'm
that,
not
kids.
Actually typing. Yeah, so I'm just I'm speaking to the car.
Speaking to the car, right.
But it repeats it back to you before you send it to confirm, you know, that's what you want to say.
Right.
So I'll say some absolutely horrible things.
Right.
It's to my wife.
So it says it back?
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
So Siri will repeat it back. I'm like, yeah, send it. Well, then she'll say something horrible back. It's kind of fun.
So Siri's just saying horrible stuff back to both you guys. Great.
And I'm getting a grocery list.
And I'm getting the list done.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the worst password or the number one worst password, and then it's password right after that. And then number 3 on the list is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Number 4 on the list is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Number 5 on the list is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's
number
6
on the list is 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1.
Yeah, I got a couple of those.
Y'all got to start trying.
Yeah.
Seriously, people.
Number 7 is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
That's the same on my luggage. I got that.
And then we actually get to another word.
Okay, what is it?
Sunshine.
Yeah,
oh, no,
that's good to think of.
That's stupid.
Yeah,
up my ass after that, though. Put that in there. Yeah.
In bomb, in bomb one.
That's sick to the tape.
Or and then QWERTY.
Oh, just the top of the
Q-W-E-R-T-Y.
Top row of the keyboard.
I love you at 10.
Oh, that sucks.
I love you at 11.
When I worked at TV, it seemed like we had to change them like every 2 weeks, and I couldn't remember them, so I just started. They had to have a capital letter and a symbol.
Right.
So I just, capital A, exclamation point. So it's time to switch. B, exclamation point. C, exclamation point.
You knew you meant you'd get to it. Yeah. Where was it in the alphabet?
Man, where was I? Was it seven C's or six?
What letter am I on?
What letter am I on? You're there all day going to the alphabet. Where'd I stop?
Yeah, where'd I leave off?
There's only however many to pick from. I got time.
Donald and Princess are newcomers on the list of 25 of the worst passwords.
Princess.
Yeah, Princess. Mm-hmm. Costco has apparently stopped selling its Kirkland Signature Light Beer. Now, I thought nothing of this.
I know they had their own beer.
No.
They got house brand on a lot of things.
Okay.
Their vodka is actually very good.
Yes. That's what you keep hearing.
Canadian whiskey as well is good.
And you do hear that about Costco.
Does it say Costco in the label?
No, it says Kirkland.
Kirkland. Oh,
That's their brand. Yeah.
Golf balls, too. They have golf balls.
Mm, they do.
Yeah. So they've stopped selling, however, their Kirkland Signature Light Beer. And, I thought nothing of this. But it turns out it's a thing, because this particular beer is a popular party choice for the young people or for anyone.
Cheap? Why? Is it real cheap?
Yeah, very cheap.
Got it.
You can get the Kirkland Signature Light Beer in a 48 pack for just $22.
$48?
Yeah, less than 50 cents a can.
Is that why they stopped making it? Because they made it, just make it more expensive.
No, I don't think that's why.
Okay.
48 pack.
I'm not exactly sure why. They're not saying, last I heard. But
a 48 pack? Of course you're going there.
For $22.
Of course you're going
there. Yeah, it's a 48 pack.
If you're a college kid or something like that, you're there, man. Pick me up a couple 48s while you're there.
All right.
I need $3
a piece.
You're
sitting at the door outside of Costco. Yeah. Hey, mister, can you pick me up a 48 pack?
Yes, I can.
I got you, boy. I got you.
Wow. $5.50 for a 12-pack.
Man.
That's cheap now. I mean, it's cheap any time, for that matter. 48. For a 12-pack, right. Did it taste like ass, though? Well, that's one of my passwords.
And it's a question. And it's a question.
And there's some other words.
Yeah, it's a question mark.
I don't know. After the fourth or fifth one, you're just going to drink it. I mean.
Oh, you're right. At that age, you'll drink anything. I get it. Yeah. Or any age, you'll drink that. But you go buy a 48-pack. That's a good thing for the holidays, though. Yeah. I'll bring the party. Don't worry. You show up with a 48-pack of Kirkland.
Is there any guy that still buys beer for the kids?
I'm quite sure.
Of course.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm quite sure.
Because I think the...
He drives a Camaro.
The punishment is a little more severe now.
Oh, I'm paranoid as hell about that. I would never do that anyway, but, you know.
I'm quite sure.
We pay attention differently than other people do.
Have you ever had anybody hit you up? I can't remember the last time I
didn't
Not in the past. No, I did. In college, I used to, I bought kids beer. But I was also like 21 and they were like 17, you know.
No, when I was underage, I was able to buy beer because where I worked at. And so people would hit me up, but I was illegal buying it.
Right.
Yeah. You know, at the same time.
I walked out of a bar, actually pizza joint in college. I was 21, maybe 22 at that point. I was probably 21. And my senior year, it was a summer and there was a wrestling camp. And I'd come out of the parking lot, and there's a bunch of high school kids standing there. And go, hey, dude, can you give us some beer? I said, sure. But I wouldn't do that now, because I handed it to a bunch of 16-year-old kids. They went and got drunk somewhere in town. You go to jail now.
Yeah, you go away.
Yeah, right. Go away for a little.
That's why I wouldn't do it for you last Friday when you didn't have your ID, Tony.
You'd need a good finder's fee there.
Tony walking your bar with no ID?
Yeah.
Did he really?
No, this was here. He asked me. Yeah, he was getting ready to go to work. Yeah. He's like, I don't have my ID. We run over to Quick Trip. Yeah, give me a 40.
I would. I know that's not true.
It's not.
I know, because I know Tony.
He don't drink 40s. He drinks Bud Light.
Right.
Right.
If I'm near a wrestling camp buying kids beer, it's like, listen, that's going to cost you a couple of oil changes.
Oh, we wrestle. Oh, we wrestle. Checks? I go, I'll wrestle you for it.
I wrestle.
And then I act like I lost.
Yeah,
oh, I lost.
You got
okay.
me. You got me.
Five guys wrestle me down to the ground.
I'm tapping. I'm tapping.
I tapped out, bought them beer. Well, they paid for it. I mean, I paid for it.
I wish everybody could see how you're like, oh.
Stop wrestling me in the parking lot.
You pinned me.
Give me a quick oil change.
Where are my pants? Where are my pants? Come on, guys.
Google Amish oil change, by the way.
Don't Google Amish oil change.
I went to college in Amish country, so you're right. I might have got that, too.
Hey,
Google
quick reminder.
Amish oil change.
Oh, Craig, yeah.
Quick reminder. Join the Deadpool. GregsDeadpool.com.
Yeah.
You have till December 31st to get your list.
GregsDeadpool.com?
Yes.
Just go right there.
GregsDeadpool.com.
Right, okay.
So
December 31st.
Get your list in. At the stroke of midnight, your lists are submitted. You don't have to do anything but fill them out.
All right.
So
do that.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Yeah, Tyler and I used to hang out at the Jiffy Lube outside of Intercourse, Pennsylvania a lot.
Yes, we did. For Amish oil changes.
We just like to watch the oil changes. Those guys are good.
We bought the Chakey's beer. Chakey. Chakey, what a beer.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.